The Natural Nurse with Ellen Kamai and Dr. Z, Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Progressive Radio Network.
Thank you so much for joining me. This is Ellen Kamai, the Natural Nurse, right here at The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z. And we bring you The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z every Monday, 1 to 2 p.m., right here on Gary Knowles Network, Progressive Radio Network. We love to be a part of this network because you can listen in now, or you can listen in anytime by visiting the archives. Just go to archives and then go to The Natural Nurse, and you will find all of our shows, including today's show. And today, our guest is Love Coach Bruce Storr. Bruce is known as the Love Coach, and he is a radio and television talk show host and producer, a nationally known professional speaker and presenter about relationships, and he tours America and internationally presenting the LoveWorks Weekend Relationship Workshop. He is the author of the book Body Traitors, Transforming Back from Player to Lover. Bruce was AOL's first love coach and interacted with over 6,000 people during his 10 years as the AOL Love Coach. Bruce has helped people around the world gain a refreshing perspective about the challenges they have in their intimate relationships. So thank you so much for joining us today, Bruce.
Ellen, it's an honor to be on your show. Thank you so much for having me.
Now, one of the things I did in preparing for this show is I went to archives that you had about a very long-running show that you have where you had your archives posted in Roatan.
Yes.
That's exotic.
Yes, I was the region's kind of first and only English-speaking talk show host there. It's mostly a Spanish area, but there's quite a lot of English-speaking people there, and I saw a need, and I went down to the island there and kind of filled the need. And you know, brought the communities together and did the weather. I did the official, unofficial Roatan Bruce weather forecast for them.
That's fabulous. And I know you were there and you were able to get involved with also interviewing top officials in the area. And it was interesting because I saw one of your shows, which was actually about medical issues in Roatan as well.
Oh, yes. I was a big supporter of the very limited medical facilities that were there, and anything that we could do to help the hospitals there and the clinics there. I mean, as a radio show host, I was right there for them. I was friends with everybody there. And as a matter of fact, not this last August, but the August before that, we helped generate $10,000. We put together a concert, the fundraising concert for the general hospital there. So anything that we could do to help any of the people wherever I work, that's first on my list.
Well, now, how did you get started way back when, really, when AOL was just coming on board?
It's really interesting. I went out to Los Angeles where I'd spent several years in the entertainment industry, and a very successful TV producer who was kind of responsible for me going out there in the first place asked me what I was doing because I'd left the business. And he said, well, I really love doing relationship work, and I've been on a self-study for many, many years, and I really love helping people with their relationships. He says, go to AOL. I said, what's that? He said, go to AOL.com, open up a room, and you'll be able to help people from all around the world. So I tried it. And the beginning of my book, Body Traitors, kind of spelled it all out about my funny experiences and kind of exciting and scary experiences at the same time of going into a room with lots of strangers who were trusting me to ask me questions about their relationships.
Now, I know that before that you were very involved in business, so it's a big change.
Yes, I really am a business person at heart, and I always try to have my feet on the ground when I do things. But I didn't have my feet on the ground when I was doing relationship love coaching, because every conversation I had, and you said it right, I've had 6,000 conversations on AOL, every conversation that I had, I did free of charge. There was a voice in the back of my head that said, just help people, and it's all eventually going to work out. And it eventually did when I wrote the book, from getting the information that I had accumulated from the 6,000 conversations. Each and every conversation helped me to remedy the basic problems of why people are not happy in relationships. And I really learned, they learned from me in the rooms, and I certainly learned a lot from them as well.
Well, during your learning process, I'll say, you know, you certainly must have gotten very good at this, because I know that you're involved yourself in a long-term happy marriage.
When I started my relationship coaching, I was a very single person, very happy single person, but a single person. But the reason why I kept going back to studying relationships was I thought there was a secret that other people knew that was helping them be successful in relationships. Did marriage mean you were successful in a relationship? Did marriage mean you were happy in a relationship? And I kept looking, because every time I got into a relationship with someone I really liked, I don't know, well, I know now, but whatever I was doing was turning them off. And any time I got into a relationship, well, that, you know, I didn't really care that much about, or wasn't that interested in that person, they were so interested in me, I didn't know what to do about it. And I knew there had to be a reason. And I kept learning and growing to learn how people got happy in relationships and successful in relationships. And proof is, you know, about 10 years later, I met Lauren, and we got married, and we have a beautiful young daughter. And so work does help. If you don't think, not you, Ellen, but if people listening don't think that working on yourself and helping to improve yourself doesn't work, it absolutely does. People can change, you can change, and you can unlearn the habits that you picked up that have prevented you from being in a happy, healthy, successful, exciting relationship.
Well, I think the first thing, like you said, is if someone does not have that happening for themselves in their life and they feel it's something they want, is to look at what part they're playing at perhaps sabotaging that from happening.
Oh, absolutely. We are the captains of our own ships. We are the pilots of our own airplanes. Whichever way we want to go, we go. You can't, if you're blaming people that are listening right now, if you're blaming anyone for your unhappiness, you're looking for an answer to your troubles where it cannot be found. It's as simple as that. The answers are with you. In the book I've written, it's really going to help a lot of people, because it's going to give you so many of the ways that we've gone wrong looking for relationships. It explains why it can never work. Let me give you, for instance, one of the big things that I found out about the book when I was writing the book and listening to the 6,000 people was that people like to have someone that's hard to get. And it becomes a little bit of a game rather than approaching a relationship out of, hey, that's a kind person, that's a sweet person, that's a loving person. Hey, that can be someone that I can get along with. Many times we stray away from using that as the way to pick and choose people, and only seem to get excited about people who are challenges, who are game players, who are hard to get. And I really learned a lot about that, and I focus on that with you right now, because I was caught up in that as well. I didn't understand why that was happening and how that was happening. And it took a lot of work, but I'm very proud and thrilled to be able to say that I did find a lot of the answers. And I want to share those answers with as many people as possible. And that's one of the reasons why I'm doing a wonderful show like yours.
Now let's talk about health, because, of course, here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z, we're very focused on health and herbs that can help with feeling really excellent and well, and various foods and nutritional supplements, but certainly we do not ignore the mind-body connection. So in what way do you think people who are in relationships, how does that play into a healthy individual?
You know, when we spoke last, Ellen, you suggested to me that I, you know, put a little bit of time into checking out some of the studies that have been done. Boy, there was a lot of them that are linking health to your happiness, relationships to your happiness. One that's that was kind of sums up what a lot of them wrote right out of Harvard's Women's Health Watch. And they talk about the connections associated with depression and decline in your life and premature death. And they have come to say that harmful levels of stress can harm your arteries, your gut functions, your regulatory system, your immune system. And when people connect, and I'm not talking about having perfect relationships, but when people connect and are with each other in kind, friendly, warm relationships, this leads to a tremendous stress-reducing situation. Hormones are literally released into your system that lower your stress levels. Chemicals go into your body that create lower risks, literally lower risks for cardiovascular disease, which is heart disease, right? I mean, issues of the heart. They truly are linked. There's no doubt about it. And I'm not one to get on a radio show or TV show and say, you have to be married. You have to be in a steady relationship. But I have to tell you, Ellen, that when I look at these studies, goodness gracious, when I see that thousands of people have been studied for years and years and years, and it shows that when people are single and are constantly looking for relationships and they're very stressed out over them, that really does create wear and tear on the body. I mean, big time.
So that's one reason, you know, of course, feelings of happiness as well as the link to health. Well, let's look at this excellent book that you've written, which is called, it sounds almost like it's a science fiction movie when you talk about it.
You know,
so you're talking about body traders.
You know,
what does that mean?
I've been told that before, Ellen, and, you know, I can't go away from the title, because it just kept coming up. I could have called it Game Player, but you know, Game Player's kind of played out, and there is no such word as body traders. It just came to me, and I just realized that the word body trader, it can, you know, be a sci-fi thing, but I think once people look into the book a little bit, because the part two of the title is transforming back from player to lover.
Yes.
Body traders is about what's gone on with relationships, the direction that relationships have taken. Let me go back a little bit where this opinion and perception of mine came from, because I think everyone in your listening audience will be able to relate to when we had our first love. I mean, whether we were 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, there's nothing like a first love. You have no defenses. You have no baggage. You just go into it, and the feelings are absolutely wonderful. And, gosh, if something does not work out, if things do not work out, if there's a breakup, especially if that love person you're involved with breaks up with you, it can break a person's heart. And I'm going to venture to say that men's hearts are harder to mend than women's hearts. No one talks about this, but I believe that that's true, mainly because they don't have anybody to talk to about their feelings and emotions. And they're not going to talk to their guy friends and say, oh, my gosh, I've been hurt and I can't get over it. They're just not going to have that conversation. Women, they get their hearts broken also, no doubt about it. But what happens after you've gotten your heart broken once or twice? We are very social animals. We want to be social. We want to socialize. And I believe we've created substitutions for love and kindness when we look for relationship. One substitute that we have are people looking to bond with one another sexually, where they just get together and have sex. They don't form too much of a deep relationship. And another more complicated way is, and I'm going to give you a stereotype here. I hope your listeners don't get mad at me, but I'm going to give it out there. I'm just saying it right up front. Men have worked as hard as they possibly can work to make as much money so that they can attract a woman who is the most sexually appealing to them, who looks good on their arm. And a woman is creating the best appearance for herself so that she can attract a man who will be able to keep her in a lifestyle that she is wanting. Now, those are not great stuff, not terrible things, but if you put those things first, if a man puts it first, that the woman has to be, sexually alluring and like a trophy wife instead of, I can fall in love with her, that's a problem. And the same with a woman. If she doesn't put love first, what they end up doing is body trading. A man will trade what he has in exchange for the woman who has enough of what she has. That's body trading.
Okay, that's a good term. And, you know, that sounds rather shallow, I imagine. I guess, you know, that's true with some people. But I know that your book does address many other sort of deeper issues in relationships. Like when you talk about something called high vibrations, what do you mean by that?
Well, I believe that the reason why I am so drawn to do the work I'm doing is because we are all electrical people. There's electricity coming out of us. And we could be putting out good, positive vibes, and we could be putting out negative vibes. I believe, after being on America Online as the love coach, that with having 6,000 conversations, that many people are having a much more difficult time in relationships than they've ever had before. I think that there's a greater degree of bitterness, and there's a greater degree of anger and distrust towards the opposite sex. And when millions and millions more people are putting out negative vibes towards people, they're not just putting it out towards the person standing next to them. They're not just putting it out towards the person they're on a date with. They're putting it out into the world. And I believe that since there are many more people putting out negative vibes, I personally believe that's why the world is in the state that it's in. I think that's why scientists will tell you that hurricanes and volcanoes and all this other kind of crazy storm activity, Newfoundland had two hurricanes this year. All the way up as far as you can go had two hurricanes. I mean, just unheard of stuff. New York City getting a major snowstorm in October just doesn't happen. I believe that our energies, each and every one of us, is putting out either good energy and bad. If it's negative, we're making the world a more negative place. And my job is to reach each and every person as a love coach. I could do private love coaching sessions. The more people that I can turn around, the more people that I can help them see positively at relationships, the better the vibes they put out into the world, the better the electricity they put out into the world, and the better the world will eventually become.
So that's what we're working on, let's say, a higher relationship of what something can actually be. Well, we're going to just take a little break right here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z. We'll let Progressive Radio Network tell you about a lot of the exciting shows that are going on here. And when we come back, we're going to continue our relationship with Bruce Starr, AOL's love coach, and more about his book, like Why Things Have Changed, to Substitute for Love. conquering and winning, seeking jobs that are challenges, and lots more coming right up right here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z. And welcome back to more right here on Natural Alternatives. And we're so happy that you're here with us right here on Progressive Radio Network. And we would like to tell you that today we have as our guest Mr. Bruce Starr. And Bruce has been a very long time. He's known as the Love Coach, and he's a radio and television talk show host as well as a producer. He's a nationally known professional speaker and presenter about relationships. That's the topic for today, and that's what you've been listening to so far here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z. And we are also talking about his book, Body Traders, Transforming Back from Player to Lover. Bruce was AOL's first love coach and interacted with over 6,000 people during 10 years in that capacity. So thank you so much for joining us today right here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z.
Hey, great to be here, Ellen. Loving doing the show with you.
And we're going to continue our conversation, but what is the best way for people to find out more or find your book or find you if they want to have like a private relationship consultation?
You know, I have an AOL, since I was the very first person on AOL to be a love coach, it's my AOL address is Love Coach, L-U-V, not L-O-V-E, but L-U-V-C-O-A-C-H at AOL.com. No other numbers or anything. I am L-U-V-C-O-A-C-H at AOL.com. And Ellen, I would like to offer anyone listening to the show, if they want to email me and let me know they were listening, I would be glad to send them a copy. The first 10 people that email me and that mention that they were listening to the show, I'm going to send them a copy of the book. And after the first 10 people, I will send them a sample of the book. And if they decide they want to read it after that, they can go to my Love Coach at AOL.com site, and I will let them know how they can find the book. It is available on Kindle and places like that. So, yes, I'd love to hear from people, and the first 10 that I hear from, I'll give them a book.
Sounds good. And, of course, that includes, if you're listening to the archives, one of the wonderful things about Progressive Radio Network, Bruce, is just like on your own TV station and radio station that I listen to, you can archive the show. So if there's some good topic that people want, they heard our show today and they're having a son or a daughter or a relative who's having a relationship issue and thought this might be good information for them, they can just go to naturalnurse.com or go to progressiveradionetwork.com and just scroll down on the archives to The Natural Nurse. So that's a wonderful service that we have right here on Progressive Radio Network. Now, I want to get back to some of the interesting topics that you talk about in your book, Body Traders. Now, when you talk about these kinds of things, what are some of the things that like first love would be like? I know you're talking about possibly marrying early, and how much sex has to do with the feelings that you think are love, especially early on?
Well, you know, there's a whole lot of oxytocin going on when you're feeling good and you're having sex, and when you're young and you're just all the positive things in life are going on. Oxytocin has been linked to lowering the blood pressure and heart rate. And oxytocin is the chemical that gets released in your body when you're feeling great, when you're having sex. And that has a lot to do with what happens to you when you're in a relationship with someone that you really like. And some people say it's addictive. And some people are even addicted to feeling that way again. And I'm going to say that that's not the right approach to take. Because when we were younger, and I know you know the term, we have energy centers or chakras in our body. And when we're younger, we are going out, we are connecting with people, we are connecting sexually and socially with people, mostly from our lower chakra areas. Because mainly, some of the upper chakra areas, our hearts, our throats, our third eye, our crown chakras, are not nearly as developed. But as we get older, we start developing those chakras. And what we need to do as we get older is, it's not such a terrible thing to meet someone and not be so sexually attracted to them. That may be okay, because what's happening as you're older is that you're connecting on more levels. You're connecting on a heart-to-heart chakra level. You're connecting on a third eye level, on a crown level. In other words, when you get older, what we are all supposed to do is not just relate to someone in our lower chakras, just sexually, not just in our orange.
Okay, well, wait a minute. We're throwing around this word chakras, and I know, you know, with people that you're with all the time, I'm sure everybody knows what that means, but that might be a new vocabulary word for some of our listeners, so why don't we define that a little bit before we just use it?
Well, you're more than glad to chime in, and you know your listeners more than I do. I know that they are sort of energy centers inside our body. And whatever you'd like to add to that?
Well, you know, it's a deep topic, so we don't have to go that deep, but at least having something like that. In other words, there are areas in the body that you're talking about in terms of their vibrational field, like when you were talking about vibrations earlier.
Yes, exactly. And so when we get a little older and as we get into more mature, for me, more mature relationships are relationships that are more balanced, that you're relating on more levels, so that if you're 50 or 60 years old and you're still looking for the same kind of relationship you had when you were 16, it's not going to be a healthy path. What will work is to not try to relate to someone just, oh my God, I'm so turned on to them, or like we used to talk when we were in our teens and 20s, but by being with someone who, yeah, they were really nice, we had a really nice connection, kind of felt like I knew them before. These are the ways, these are the kind of things that you might be thinking to yourself as you get older and you're able to relate to people on many more levels and have the relationship be more balanced. I think that's healthy relationships as we get older.
So you're having a different perspective.
Yes, everything, as you need to raise your energy levels, literally raise your energy levels so that, you're away from, I used to see people in the 40s and 50s go into, when I was in my 20s, 30s, I would see people go into bars or clubs when they were in their 40s or 50s, you know, looking to meet someone at a bar. I always felt bad about that. I didn't quite know why. But I always felt bad about that, but you know, later I knew it was because they were looking to still try to create a relationship just based on the lower energy levels, sexual energy levels, rather than looking for someone that they might be able to enter into a long-term, committed, loving relationship with. And that's really where our health comes in again. When we are with people that we get along with, our hearts do better. We have lower stress levels. We're feeling better about ourselves. We have more confidence in ourselves. It feels great to have someone behind us, whether it's your husband or your wife who you know loves you. It feels great to be able to have a child in your life or children in your life that you love and that you know who love you back. And this is how we have better, more successful lives, I believe.
Now, in your book, Body Traders, you talk about the fact that once somebody has been hurt, perhaps in one of these younger kind of relationships, then they don't mind perhaps hurting others, like they get very jaded about feelings.
Yes, that's true. When someone closes their heart, they don't think to themselves like open-hearted people, gee, I don't want to hurt their feelings. they're not really the right ones for me. I'll wait till I find someone who I think I can get along with. No, body traders are people who have their hearts closed, and they make choices for relationships based on someone who appeals to them as a challenge, someone who is not easy for them to date. And unfortunately, a body player focuses only on these hard-to-get people. Now, this is one of the trickiest things in the book, and here's why. Because there's two ways that people can approach you. One is that someone comes to meets you someplace, and they're just, you know, kind people. They're not playing a lot of games with you. They're not, you know, pitching you lines. They just seem like nice people. Let's leave that aside for now. Then there's another kind of person, and I kind of associate these people with, they might typically be stockbrokers. They're salesmen. They're lawyers. They're selling stocks. They're selling bonds. And they have lost what it takes, or they never got what it takes to meet someone, a kind person, on a warm, loving level. So they've stayed the way they learned about levels when they were younger, which is, who can I win over? What challenge can I get from people? And what happens when they are just interested in challenges? Well, the tough part about that is, when you meet someone and they come at you, and all they do is either compliment you or tell you how terrific they are selling you one way or another on either how great they are or how great you are. If they can find someone who does not have high self-esteem and they want to be with that person, they compliment the heck out of that person. If they find someone who has high self-esteem, they feel the need to build themselves up so that that person with high self-esteem will want to be with them. Those are two scenarios that body traders try to win over someone when they first meet them. Now, you're noticing I'm not saying anything about talking on a warm level, about kindness, about love. It's really about people finding other people who they can become attracted to and are a challenge. Now, here's the problem. So many thousands of people came to me and they said, as soon as I told him that I loved him too, I never heard from him again. As soon as I told him I cared for him, I never heard from him again. And here's the reason why, and this is the central concept of my book. No matter how wonderful and warm he seemed to be, complimenting you, taking you places, taking you here, taking you there, taking you to best dinners, no matter if that was associated with him selling you or selling him, he was going after you because you didn't really care for him that much, and you were a challenge. Now, here's the problem. Because that person was not looking for love, because that person was looking for the ultimate challenge, when you stopped becoming the ultimate challenge and you told him he loved you, that you loved him, he didn't know what to do with you because he wasn't looking for love. And this is the one way people have gotten their hearts broken more than any other way. They've chosen to be with a player, a body trader. They didn't know it at the time, and they got their hearts broken again because they didn't see the signs along the way.
Isn't there a real pattern of pursuing people that are actually going to be unavailable in the end?
Well, there are. And people need to. What happens is people don't want to pay attention to the signs along the way, to what people are saying if they are putting out to them that they are not healthy people, if they're body traders, because they look so good. They appear to be so desirable. They look so sexy. They appear to be a president or a successful business person. And what happens is, all of that, if they're looking for a president of a company, a rich guy, someone who's inherited a lot of money, whatever, they overlook all the signs that they're getting along the way to be with someone because of what they want. This is body trading. And the whole book tries to prevent people in the future from just basing their choices on what other people have and instead getting back to the warm heart, the kindness, the friendships that people are offering.
Now, why do you think that this whole process has become more difficult? That's what you said, in modern times, than it might have been in the past. What are some of the factors leading to that challenge?
I think just like in anything else, I went to spend some time in a lot of different places, and I've learned that when people live without so many choices, when they don't have 400 or 500 cable television stations, when they don't have access to movies where people are hurting each other and breaking each other's hearts, which was, I'm talking about 20, 50, 100 years ago, when you don't have as many choices as you have now, you kind of take the person that's right in front of you, who you like, who appears to be a wonderful person, you take them much more seriously. But I'm a big TV guy. I mean, I watch the football games and I watch a lot of the shows, but I have to say that there's so much negative programming on television. There is so much programming specifically about sexuality and how easy it is to be with this person and this athlete and this celebrity. You could be with them, and people get in their minds that the fantasy that they could be with almost anybody they want. And when they start comparing these people that they see on TV living these unrealistic lives, when they start comparing themselves to these people, some people are crazy enough to think, and I was one of them when I was younger, that they could be with an actor, they could be with an actress, or they just get exposed to too many choices, and they don't pay as much attention to the very kind person that's right in front of them. Remember that song, Please Come to Boston? I'm not sure exactly who sang that song. It's somebody who I really like a lot. It's all about this guy who travels all over the world, all over the country, looking for just the right girl when that right girl was sitting waiting for him at home. And I believe in a negative way that a lot of all the movies and television and all the magazines showing people all the different choices, that they've made wrong choices and then get their hearts broken, and then they get more on a path to body trading and game playing.
Yeah, that's very much a pattern, because, of course, years ago, people were often told who to partner with by their parents. I mean, it was prescribed by society.
Exactly.
So although I certainly wouldn't want to have that, it certainly limits your choices and makes it less confusing, but I'm not sure it's necessarily better. But you're saying, on the other hand, with all the millions of choices we have right now, it may have actually complicated the matter. But in addition, I think there's other factors. For one thing, I think women being able to support themselves has really changed the influence of the need to have a relationship with someone to support them, and I mean, you know, financially, not just emotionally.
Yes, it really has, I'm going to use the word complicated things. Dr. Pat Allen, who's one of my mentors, has written an incredible book. She's written several books, but the one book that comes to my mind now is Getting to I Do. And she'll be the first one to tell you. She's a speaker out in Los Angeles. This woman, she's probably in her 70s, and every week she speaks to movie producers, all these powerful agents and managers and actors and people out in Los Angeles. And basically, her message is that this has complicated things. Going out and becoming the most financially stable and able person has truly complicated. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that, but what happens is people's, I think that instead of wanting to be with, to find a mate, many people have just said, you know what, I'm pretty okay just the way I am, and I don't need to be with anybody right now. Well, the problem is I don't want too many years of someone's prime years of their lives to go by when they are at their most approachable, when they're most desirable. I would hate to see people in their 40s, 50s, and 60s all of a sudden wake up and say, uh-oh, what did I do? I became so independent, I didn't need anybody, and I told everybody that was around me I didn't need them. And I have to say, and this is Pat Allen's work, and I agree with it, that people want to feel important in relationships. A man wants to feel he can support and protect and love his wife and his children. They feel best when that happens. And when a lot of these complications, a lot of these other pathways have come along in recent decades, has truly complicated things and made things a lot easier, a lot more difficult for people to get together.
Yeah, in other words, the roles that we have are not so clearly defined.
No, they're confused.
They may have been done in the past.
They're very, very confused. I mean, Dr. Pat Allen says that there's masculine men and there's more feminine men. I'm not saying gay or anything like that. And then there's masculine women and feminine women. Now, feminine basically represents being receptive to a man. And a masculine man is the person that wants to find a woman who is receptive to who he is and what he has. But anything else in there, a feminine man with a masculine woman, I don't know, it might work for a while, but I think it's not going to work in the long term. And although people say, well, it's a modern world and we do things differently now, I don't quite know if that is going to help us become more open and more viable partners. And I truly think, and I'm really glad you brought that up, I truly think it's going to make it a lot more difficult for people who continue on those kind of confused pathways to find love. And I really, my work is about, hey, don't wait until it's too late to find someone that you can have a nice, wonderful, warm relationship. Even if it isn't the height of sexuality, even if it isn't the height of passion, don't wait. Start looking for someone that you can get along with and have a nice time with, who shares your interests. You know, don't get to be into your 50s and 60s or even 70s and say, oh my God, what did I do? I'm all alone. And that's what those weekend workshops are really all about that I...
Yeah, tell us what goes on there. And
yeah, I'm starting to plan, though. See, when I was in another country, I was doing my talk radio work, and that was very important work, and I left my first love behind, which is my relationship work. I really love the idea, and I did them in the 90s, of doing weekend relationship seminars. Now, why weekend? I think that the most difficult thing for people to do is to meet in a bar or someplace where they're just going to meet someone and see someone one time and they may never see them again. They have to go up to that person. They have to push themselves. They have to do all these odd things. They have to take chances, embarrass themselves, put these lines out there and try to get over on someone. I think the best way to meet someone is to come to one of my LoveWorks relationship workshops where people meet each other on a Friday. They spend Friday evening together in a safe environment with other people who want to learn about relationships, who want to heal their hearts. And when you spend a Friday night with someone, an all-day Saturday, doing seminars and doing learning and playing games and playing dating games and group work and going to a dance on Saturday night and then spending an entire day Sunday together, that's the way to slowly watch people and follow them and look at them and see who they are over a period of time. And you don't have to be afraid that you'll never see them again. You'll be with them for 3 full days. And we're going to play the dating circles, the speed dating. You get a chance to meet people and see them from a distance. And, you know, by the time the weekend is over, people's hearts are a lot more open. People are having a lot more fun. Their hearts are not so closed, and they're not as angry and as bitter. And they've met perhaps another 100 people who are all enjoying the weekend and getting to know new people. So if anybody wants to find out more about either hosting, helping me host a weekend, let's say you know newspaper people or radio people, and we can, that you can help promote them, or you know singles clubs or organizations, contact me at lovecoach, L-U-V-C-O-A-C-H, at AOL.com, and let's plan a relationship weekend in your city.
Well, that sounds like a good idea, and thank you so much for being our guest right here today on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z. And this show will be posted in the archives on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z, so people can listen in more or less any time, day or night, which was one of the wonderful things about Progressive Radio Network. And I want to thank you so much for being our guest and for talking about your book, Body Traders. It's got a great cover, by the way, Bruce.
Thank you. It
looks like, I don't know, what was that supposed to look like?
Well, it's about two people who are kind of, you know, interested in each other, but they're certainly not getting together because they're just looking to trade body parts and not really looking to connect with their hearts and their souls.
And that's, of course, basically what the book is about. So people can gain a little bit of a perspective. And perhaps, you know, we're moving towards a new year. It might be time to take a look at ourselves, make some changes, and have the right person in our life. So thank you so much for listening once again right here on Progressive Radio Network to The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z. And you can always find me at naturalnurse.com, where we discuss all kinds of natural remedies, herbs, homeopathics. We've written books about arthritis, about women, all kinds of information about natural medicine. So until next time, this is Ellen Kamai, the natural nurse, and I'm wishing you the best. Stay healthy.